around a blowjob shots for their ladies,
and around a cosmos for their fellas.
Hello everyone, you're listening to The Rest is Confetti, and I'm Macy.
And Courtney.
And this week we watched The Guest from 2014, featuring Dan Stevens and Micah Monroe, directed by...
somebody.
Adam Winger?
A person that I like a lot who also directed Your Next. Let's see. It is Adam Wingard! Woo! Bing, bing, bing,
bing. It's not Bing, it's wah, 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 wah. I don't know how to do it. Insert foghorn. Insert Dan Stevens singing Lion Lover. That's all I want.
That's all I want forever now.
Yeah, let's talk. No, that's getting ahead of ourselves. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. This movie's fantastic. I love this movie.
Yeah, this is like the, I don't know, 20th time I've watched this probably in like a year or less.
It's not terribly long. It's just got great cinematography, soundtrack, everything. Oh, why don't you synopsize it?
I am, guys, to synopsize the guest for you. A soldier introduces himself to the Peterson family, claiming to be a friend of their son who died in action. After the young man is welcomed into their home, a series of accidental deaths seem to be connected to his presence. Spoiler alert, they are!
Who would have thought? First of all, this film is also kind of ambiguous. Do you think that a lot of the Indian horror films and... indie and then somewhat obscure horror films we tend to cover. Do you think that it's purposeful that, like, it's a common theme that they're ambiguous? Or do you think that because of budget and time restraints, they just have to make them ambiguous?
I think a lot of times it's both, probably a little bit. Like, as much as some people may admit it or not, I think that, yeah, that's a big... because it is. What did... was it, like, $5 million? Was that the budget that I saw for this one?
Yeah, right around there.
So, I mean, still pretty modest for all the really intense, like, explosions and action sequences they had to do. Yeah.
More than Harbinger Down. Yeah. Which was $350,000.
And it showed.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's got... well, like we said, Dan Stevens and Micah Monroe. I don't know if this is Micah Monroe's first role or not. It's definitely very early on.
I think the first big one that I heard her in was It Follows, which is also going to be one that we watch. Because that's been on my list for so long that it came and went from Netflix, so now I have to rent it.
Yeah, and we love Micah Monroe. I mean...
oh, yeah, she's really an up-and-coming favorite of mine.
She's beautiful, and her acting... she's a really good actress. I will say that you can definitely tell a noticeable difference between, like, this and Villains.
Oh, absolutely. Just,
there's a lot of time. It's growing and maturing.
She's more confident, you know?
And she's a better actor than I would ever be. So she's fantastic in this. I could just tell a little bit more of a believable range.
Yes.
Because she had the range there.
Yeah.
It just seemed a little more like acting than in Villains. It felt very real and genuine.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so sad.
Probably because you're opposite Bill Skarsgård, who is amazing.
He's going to bring everything out of you.
But, I mean, Dan Stevens is, too, just in different ways. Those are two very different men.
I think we've possibly decided on, like, a joint custody kind of thing. Not really joint custody, but you get Robert Sheehan and I'll get Dan Stevens. And we both love the other one. It's just if either of us had to choose. Yeah. I'd choose Dan over Robert and you'd choose Robert over me.
Absolutely.
Because we'll definitely have that opportunity.
There's a chance I'm probably somewhat related to either of them. But it would be more prevalent with Dan Stevens, because I'm half British.
Yeah.
Specifically Wales. So, I don't think there'd be as big of a problem with Robert, so that would be a plus two.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he's Robert Sheehan, he's just so fun.
You don't want any soft incest.
No. So. It may be or royal, hard, but not for me.
Or hard incest either. I don't want either one of them.
No full blown skis. No, that's my boy.
Yeah. But anyway, so a couple little, there's not a whole lot of trivia or like shocking behind the scenes facts with this. Budget was $5 million. Dan Stevens, Courtney told me, and then I also read in trivia that Dan Stevens was like, emaciated when he came on set for this.
Which makes me really want to watch that movie, because, like, I mean, he's generally, besides, like, Downton Abbey when he got his start and he was just, like, it's funny because people call him chunky, but he's just kind of, like, normal.
He's baby-faced.
Yeah, he's just baby-faced. He just hadn't really come into his definition of adulthood yet. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, besides that, I mean, I feel like he's always kind of been, like, when he's David in Legion, and, I mean, even as the Beast, which, obviously, he was, like, CGI, but even then, I feel like he's always kind of been that decent leanness, so that's what I'm like, how skinny did he get that they're comparing it to The Machinist, which is horrifying.
Yeah, The Machinist is rough.
I couldn't even make it through the end. It was just exhausting. I just wanted Christian Bale to die so he didn't have to live this life anymore.
I know. Christian Bale, you didn't have to do that. Like,
he could have kept, like, 10 more pounds on and they could have just, like, CGI'd it.
Something.
It's not good for you, man. I appreciate it. It's badass and all, but that's just, I feel bad. I feel like that's what gives you, I mean, Tom Hardy, like, broke his body forever just to be Bane, and I'm just like, was it worth it, though?
Heath Ledger died, although I don't think the Joker killed Heath Ledger. Yeah. I think that he had either, I'm going to choose to believe accidental, because until I know otherwise for a fact, which no one can, accidental overdose of perfectly legal prescribed medication.
No, like,
if it wasn't even, like, a cocaine binge or something. Mm-mm.
If you're taking medicine that makes you forget, and something else that if you take too much of, it's bad for you, and you're taking those at the same time, yeah, I buy into that. I'm better with that.
Yeah. But anyway, The Guest.
The Guest! It's sexy, it's fun. Yeah. Definitely one of the most fun movies that I do think. It's also not really horror. It's a lot more of a thriller, or at least it's paced as a thriller. But yeah, it's just so much fun, and it's very sexy and very visual and very colorful. Oh, it's just so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's good sober, it's good not sober, it's good with friends, it's good alone, it's good happy, it's good sad. It's just like Courtney said, it's a fun movie that you feel better after you watch it, and it's... Yeah, it's not, I agree, it's more of a thriller than a horror, and even then, I don't know that it's super easy to find a category for this one.
Because it's almost got, I mean, David himself is almost more of a sci-fi, borderline comic book. I mean, he's kind of like Captain America gone wrong, essentially.
He is, yeah.
From the little information that we get on David, he's basically a form of super soldier who can't feel pain or empathy, really. And is just very skilled in battle, so he just takes people out. Yeah.
And apparently he doesn't get drunk either.
No, yeah.
Or, I mean, it's...
Nothing really affects him.
Yeah. I think they try to imply that he doesn't get stoned either, but there were 4 people sharing one joint. Like, no one's stoned.
Yeah.
There were some things where I was like, I don't think these people have smoked weed before. Because they're like, okay, supposedly, like, oh, it's amazing that he's not stoned after one puff on a joint.
Right.
And then there's that one guy who's swinging and somehow not spilling his weed out of that bowl while he's swinging. But then he also can't handle his weed because he takes 2 puffs and he's like gone. On Jupiter. And it's like,
just gone.
What? And so there's some stuff like that where I'm like, I don't think you guys know what weed is.
That's the one thing that they needed to read up on more. And I would have been happy. Just happy to let y'all know.
Yeah, I always find it interesting when movies and shows don't do a good job of showing what it's like to be on drugs, because I'm like, you're in Hollywood. Haven't you all done these?
Yeah, you have the best access to the best stuff. What are you doing?
Yeah, like, how do you not know what it's like to be on drugs and be, you're
especially
in Hollywood?
Weed. It'd be different if it was like, we're trying to make a movie about crystal meth. Yeah, I get that you're not really stoked for that, but I mean, weed's legal. Almost. But hopefully everywhere soon.
Yeah. Maybe by the time you're listening to this in a month, it'll be legal everywhere. Coming soon to America.
Oh, my goodness. But yeah, I love this one. I love this movie. I will watch it so many more times in my life. And yeah, part of it is because Dan Stevens is hot, but also it's a very good movie.
Yeah. And Courtney bought me a poster of this movie for Christmas, and it's amazing. And actually, we're going to maybe hang it in here tonight. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we're going to get a picture of it and post it on Instagram, so.
Girl.
Yeah. Yep. But it's, yeah, so it's kind of ambiguous, which I say bothers me, but it doesn't really, it's more I just am hungry for more.
Yes.
they never really address, like, if he actually liked the family or if he set out to kill them. I think it's very heavily implied that he genuinely, I think, cared about this family.
Yeah, I
do. Or at least didn't want them to get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, he spares the kids. There's no reason he couldn't just get them at the end, but
I feel like he almost was trying to give them a way out to, quote-unquote, kill him.
Yes.
So they could think he was dead, and then he could just move on. Whereas with the parents, he wasn't in a position where he could fake a death. Yeah. So he had to kill them.
Yeah.
Although, like you said,
the mom gave him away, so. Yeah.
You didn't have to kill the dad, like.
You could have just driven around
him. Dad was drunk, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And then, because he was an alcoholic, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Although, their son died, so he gets to be an alcoholic for a little bit if he needs to. Unfortunately, his life ended very quickly as well, but.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah. I'm impressed the Jeep drove away after that head-on collision.
Seriously.
Because I had that Jeep. It wasn't that color, thank mm-hmm. God. But I had that Jeep. And that was... They're tough, but I don't know that they're 50-mile-an-hour head-on collision tough.
Yeah, because a head-on collision kind of changes the game a little bit.
Yeah, because isn't it, like, double? Like, if you're going 50 and the other person's going 50, you're going... You hit at, like... As if one person was going 100 miles an hour?
I mean, I would think. I mean, and even if you're both hitting at 50, that's still, like, I don't know how that car drove away.
Yeah. So that was impressive. Maybe the car got superpowers, too.
I have a superpower
this
car.
This Jeep was part of a government experiment.
It's the shadow facts of Jeeps.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Show us the meaning of haste.
He is the lord of all Jeeps.
That's the movie we need.
Yes.
But no, he kind of does. David comes into their home, and I mean, the nice thing is, like, he wasn't lying. He knew their son. Mm-hmm. And I do think his intention was to just come back, get enough stuff so he can get to, like, the next place and kind of, you know, actually make sure the family's taken care of. But then things start to go all fuck up, so doesn't really work out like that. And he definitely struggles if he even has any empathy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, because I mean, he even apologizes to the mom after he stabs her. And I mean, I do feel like essentially he does kill them both very quickly. Granted, he kind of kills everyone quickly. He's definitely big on the gut. Like, most people get shot in this movie, just very kind of pragmatically, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. I lost my train of thought. Probably shouldn't have smoked weed before this episode.
Nah.
And we can always edit stuff out.
Oh, the bar scene? Oh, murder.
Yes. Oh, I remember what I was saying. First time I watched this movie, I kept looking for ways that he was, like, sneaking into this family to do something to this family, and he wasn't actually in the picture. He changed it while she was in the bathroom and all this stuff. He's lying. But no, I think everything he said was truthful. And then he was just doing his own thing on the sidelines, and then unfortunately the daughter couldn't mind her own
rats him out.
Yeah, she couldn't mind her own damn business and couldn't just
fuck him and have a good time and let him be out of his way.
Face. She had to go find some conspiracy.
I guess he did kill her friend, but I mean, it's not like Craig was that great of a person.
No, which he's in Bones.
And Mama's Boy and Dodgeball.
Yes, he is in Dodgeball. Oh, I love Dodgeball.
Yes.
But yeah, I think your favorite, probably the bar scene.
Yeah, it's a toss-up between the bar scene and the party scene.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how to choose. Probably the bar scene for me.
The bar scene is amazing.
The party is a very close second.
The party is very sensual and just fun. Everyone's smoking weed and drinking, and there's pretty colors everywhere.
Yeah. You know, everyone's off behind all the closed doors, and it's just... But they're like... grown-ups. I mean, I know some of them are in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's not in high school, I guess. Micah Monroe's character she's graduated.
Yeah, I get the vibe that they're, like, early 20s-ish. Yeah. Kind of like.
Which, those are the best times. High school is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Early 20s.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Honestly, early 30s has been pretty dope, too.
It has been nice, yes.
But yes, the bar scene, also where I learned what a fireball was, because I didn't know that that existed, but a fireball is cinnamon schnapps and Tabasco sauce, and it can be used as a weapon if you choose to do so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, and I think we, Courtney, Keith, and I all watched this for the first time together. I think we all kind of called it shortly after the one kid came over with the drink. And we were like, oh, he's going to throw it in the face.
Yeah, he's going to throw it right in the eyeballs.
And then Dan Stevens going to be like, oh, okay, you went first. So now here I go.
Oh my God, that was so awesome.
Oh, so fast too. And the way this is filmed, you can definitely tell that it's kind of a lower budget indie movie.
Yeah.
But not so much that it's distracting.
Mm-mm.
Where there's a couple scenes or like some of those teenage boys that are supposed to be in high school and trying to fight him. Those are like martial artists. Yeah. The way they're moving and bouncing back up and they're like, I am just imagined for a voice double being like, hoi, hoi, ha, ooh, hee, wah.
Right, like most high school kids would still just like fall down and stay down.
Right, they talk a rough game, but they wouldn't actually try to beat up a dude that looked like Dan Stevens mm-mm. in this movie. Which, it's so, his acting range, but also his physical range.
Oh my God. So hot.
Like, wow.
Just incredible. Because also to, like, I think it was him or the director, both of them had said that this is kind of his way to break away from Matthew Crawley, from being, like, the soft, doughy British man to, like, I'm a hardened, hard-body soldier. And I was like, good for you, Dan Stevens. Yeah. I think you're hot no matter what. I thought you were cute, but it's Matthew Crawley. But you're definitely coming into your own with all the David characters.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of David characters. Because he was David an Apostle, too, wasn't mm-hmm. he? Or yeah. something like that?
Legion.
Legion.
David. I would keep saying that in the movie because I'm like, he's always David.
Yeah. What was his name in Apostle?
Maybe it is David. Let me check.
I could be wrong on that. We're going to check it.
Dan Stevens. Let's see. Oh, Thomas. His name's Thomas.
Okay. Thomas David. Same thing.
But yeah, he's been David twice now.
Yeah. But you look at him in Legion, and then you look, or Eurovision.
He's also Will twice, apparently, in his roles.
Yeah. Will and Permission, and then
Killswitch.
Oh. He's in more stuff than I realized.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's finally getting, like, more name recognition.
He is. I highly recommend him in Night at the Museum Secret of the Tomb. He plays Sir Lancelot, and it's delightful.
Yes. Oh, I want to see a King Arthur with him as Sir Lancelot.
Seriously?
Yeah. We don't get to see his British accent all that often.
Mm-mm.
He usually plays American things, which his accent in this is very good.
It is. I always give him credit. And even his Russian, like, because it's clearly in Eurovision when he plays the Russian guy, it's supposed to be over the top and right. funny. But it's still also accurate enough that I'm like, no, you knew exactly what you're doing when it comes to all of the accents. His American is believable, his Russian is believable, and then obviously he is British, so that's easy.
Yeah. What if he's bad at his own accent?
I mean, I've seen Downton Abbey. Yeah. Like, he's extremely British.
I want him to do Cockney, like,
oh, Dirty Cockney would be so fun.
Isn't it?
No, because he's so, like, proper, like, everything, like, in the top of the nose, just like,
yeah.
But no, Cockney is more, like, Misfits, more my style, just like, hey, what are you doing?
Yep. Save me, Barry!
Save me, Barry!
That's my favorite quote.
Nathan. I love your Eruption.
I mean, how real, though? You're buried alive. You're like, I guess I'll wank. Like,
what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Just jacket, man.
And he's so confident. He comes out and they're like, what's that smell? He's like, well, I've shat myself. I was in there for I was in there for 3 days. Like, what was I supposed to do? That'd be terrible.
Oh, yeah. No, the stank. Mm.
The stank and the wank. Mm. It smells like cum and shit in that cup.
That'll be Gwyneth Paltrow's next scent that she releases.
My taint.
Shum. Shit and cum.
I guess.
Or shiz. It could be shit and
jizz. It could be sit. C-I-T. Or it could still be called shit, but it could be C-H-I-T. But we digress.
But we digress. That was a good tangent, though, yeah.
Anyone still listening?
God bless you.
Please let us know. Write in. We would love to hear what you think Gwyneth Paltrow's candle, her new candle. Next candle will be. Write in and let us know what Gwyneth Paltrow's next candle scent will be.
Will it be shit and cum? Will it be
cum and shit?
Snot? Who knows? Apparently she's in love with her body secretions. And while I'm not here to Swiss Army Man shame or anything, I'm just questionable as to why you'd make it a candle.
Right. Maybe her butt. Like my asshole.
My ass.
What if the candle looks like a butthole?
No. That would probably make it like a little bit better. Honestly, I don't know why.
She should have made the my orgasm, my vagina one like a vagina and the lip was on the clitoris or something.
Yes. Oh my god, that would have been so much cooler, dude.
It gets down to the clit, it, like a little firework goes off.
It's like, what if?
Yay. It's my birthday. That was unplanned, by the way. Because we are that in sync.
We love our Ragnarok, that's why.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Courtney hadn't seen the other Thor movies before that, and she was waiting because she was going to be a good little Marvel fan and watch them in a row. And I was like, you don't have to watch the other Thor movies.
We watch Ragnarok.
And it's amazing.
That's my favorite.
It's so good. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy 2 holds more of a spot in my heart. Like emotionally and just like depth and like as a film, whereas Thor Ragnarok is just, I think, my favorite comedy.
It just makes me piss my pants laughing. It's so funny. And I just really appreciate
that. Like Jeff Goldblum, like I swear, that was probably filmed in his house and he didn't know he was in the movie.
It's just always delightful.
They were probably like, hey, Jeff, can you please host a party? And he was like, sure. And then they just brought cameras and that was the party.
They were like, we're going to bring you some robes. And he was like, yeah, why not?
Can I just wear what's in my closet?
What a dude. What a bro. Yeah.
Which we need to finish The Fly as well.
Yeah. Courtney hasn't finished The Fly because... Because gross, but I want to because I want to prove it to myself. And honestly, once you've traumatized yourself with a movie like Cannibal Holocaust, there's really nowhere to go but up, so.
Yeah, and I know that the gore in The Fly is a little different, but Color Out of Space, I think, is more disturbing than The Fly to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like this really innocent family that's just victims.
Speaking of, the kid from Color Out of Space is the brother in this movie.
Yes!
Which I was very excited about because I was watching the movie and I was just like, I know I've seen him in something else and I just forgot to look it up. And then you were like, Color Out of Space. And I was just like, of course.
I didn't. When we watched Color Out of Space, I did not recognize him from The Guest.
Yes.
But watching The Guest, I recognized him. And, yeah, not the little boy, but the older brother in Color Out of Space. And, yeah, he's in this, and he's great.
Like, oh, so good.
I love that he and Micah Monroe are doing, like, indie things.
And doing, like, weird, dark stuff, too.
Yeah, because It Follows and Villains were both indie films as well.
Oh, yeah.
So Micah Monroe is, like, got it in the indie scene, which I think she's probably really cool.
Oh, yeah.
If she sticks to indie films.
I feel like I would hang out with her and, like, we would be friends.
Oh, yeah.
So weird. Jones has been meowing.
Oh, I was like, what the...
Mom! Oh, and there's a Calvin.
Okay, sorry, we were interrupted by a tiny little crotch gremlin. And we are back. We were talking about Micah Monroe in indie films.
Because she's killing it.
Yeah, she's great. And then I'm always fascinated by her hair because it is naturally just blonde like that.
Yeah,
like, she might have some, like, brighter highlights or some toning or something, but her hair is that color because you can't keep up with roots.
Yeah.
Like that. You've seen Amy Poehler in Parks and Rec, right?
Yeah.
I love you, Amy Poehler. You're beautiful, but your roots were bad for a lot of that show. So.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yes. Her hair in the last two seasons is on point, though.
Oh, yeah.
They went a little more golden and less bleach, where it was just
I
all
feel like they just
color.
Did it better, too. Like, the way it waved and everything.
And it looked a lot healthier.
Yeah. But Micah Monroe's, oh my gosh, it's just so gorgeous. She's such a beautiful little, like, alternative pixie.
Mm-hmm. She really is. She really, really is.
Love her.
Dan Stevens' facial expressions in this, he did a lot of face acting.
Yeah, he did. Very well, too. Like the, oh my god, what did I put? He put staring Dan Stevens stares. Mm-hmm. Because, no, when he's just, like, sitting on the bed those couple times, or, like, on the couch, and everyone leaves, and he can finally let his guard, like, whatever guard he has down, and he's just...
Yeah, no emotion, anger, or maybe there is some emotion, but it's not positive. Because he was faking. He was putting on the smile. And you can tell how fake it is. I could see where someone who didn't understand what was he was doing would think that it was bad acting.
Yeah.
But no, it's purposeful. Like, he purposefully barely blinks when it's close up on his face.
Yeah.
He purposefully... I think Tyler's making chicken nuggets.
Mmm, chicken nuggets.
Mmm. Anyway, he purposefully, like, will do that fake corner smile, like, side of his face smile.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, he's just, you know, he's unsettling.
And his acting, really all the acting in this is so on point, but yeah, he really kind of disappears into the character.
Yeah. Would you, so if you had an adult son that went into the military, apparently their son was in the same program,
mm-hmm.
is what is implied. Again, a lot of lore is implied in this. But he, I think he did know the son.
Mm-hmm. I
think
they I were do in believe the same that, program. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't they try to say at the end that David went crazy and killed everyone?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think that's true. I think that the government fucked up and David escaped from them.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah. I like that one better.
And I think it can honestly be whatever you want. There's not going to be a sequel. And yeah. they're not going to come out and answer any questions. So you can think of it however you want. But I kind of choose to look at Dan Stevens as a tragic character in this.
Yeah.
And I think he got super screwed up from the, like, experiments they were doing. And that's why he's kind of a sociopath.
Yeah, because it said in the deleted scenes or something like that, the initial footage, they explain that whatever experiment, like I said, it's kind of like similar, I feel like, to the Captain America super soldier thing from mm-hmm. the way they make it sound. But they chose him because apparently he was so empathetic and was so nice, but whatever happens just wiped it, and he has, like, he can't feel pain, he can't feel empathy. Which is why he is so just kind of pragmatic, cold, and just sometimes downright cruel.
Right.
Because I don't think it really phases him at all.
Mm-hmm. Which I kind of like when sociopaths or unempathetic people or whatever are painted like this. And then we talked about in Villains, Jeffrey Donovan's character. I feel like it might be more realistic. I don't know. I'm not an expert, and I don't. Well, I feel like I probably do know a sociopath or two.
I was going to say, you definitely know, I think, more than most.
Yeah. But how they're painted as, they're not just ruthlessly going to kill everyone in their path.
Yeah.
They're indifferent. But that indifference also carries over to, like, well, I don't care if they live or die, so why would I kill them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you get in my way, I will kill you.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go out of my own way to kill you.
Right.
And I think that's a little more realistic than some of the stuff paints sociopaths as, like, a murderous rampage where they look for people to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're a sociopath, you're fine with killing people, but you're just going to go on your path, and if someone doesn't get out of the way, they're collateral damage.
Yeah, because then I feel like if you go the other way, that's more just like straight up serial killer.
Right, which is a different thing.
Yeah.
Which, maybe that's psychopath. We reference sociopathy and psychopathy a lot. We should probably learn the difference.
I know that they are very similar, though. Yeah, like, they, like, they even are. The definitions will say, like, generally this can mean the same thing, and no one's really incorrect.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot they don't really know about.
So, yeah, so it's true. It's hard to study because they don't think anything's wrong with them.
Right, because they're narcissists.
At least that's what they say on Mindhunter.
Yeah. I not all narcissists are sociopaths, but all sociopaths are narcissists.
Mm.
Ooh, I feel like you can't have that without narcissism.
Yeah. I think that kind of just goes hand in hand.
Yeah. That's just for part sure. of it. I don't think David's a narcissist.
No, I really don't either.
I don't get that impression. So, with the guest being the exception to what I just said.
Yeah.
I think that the family could have lived if they would have just stayed out of his way. I loved his relationship with the brother, the little brother.
Oh, yeah. He, I feel like takes him under his wing. Oh, yeah. Because also at the end when he says, because it's so at the, by the end, after David has dropped so many bodies, they finally, Micah Monroe, she what, shoots him? She manages to, like, clip him, but she she does. She doesn't hit, like, a major artery. She just clips him.
And he falls into the fog, which was awesome. And he falls into the fog. That was great.
Again, the cinematography is just so flawless and cool and, again, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, as he's trying to, like, choke her out, then the brother comes in and stabs him a couple times. And he even says, he says, "I don't blame you. You did the right thing." And then gives him the weirdest thumbs up.
Yeah. With
an admittedly weak death scene, but I told Macy when we were watching it, I kind of buy into the idea that the reason that the death scene looks so fake is because he's literally faking dying so the kids will leave and he can just get out.
Yeah, and I like that as well. I just kind of assumed when I watched it that he died and then came back.
And he might. He might come back. But I mean, he's got this whatever serum in him.
Yeah. I think that yours makes more sense. That because he'd be a zombie if he just came back.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then he, after they think all is said and done, they see him in a firefighter costume walking out of the building.
That was awesome. What a great ending. And again,
yep.
Kind of frustrating because I want more.
Yeah.
But if I was Micah Monroe, I'd just pretend like I didn't see him. Because she sits up and goes, "What the fuck?"
Oh, yeah.
And look, makes eye contact. I'm like, bitch, just sit
just
down.
Let him go.
Just let him go.
No, he's, oh my gosh, so good.
And you let him go.
Also, the smoking scene. Because Keith and I have talked about this a lot. About how we were raised, like, do you think smoking makes you look cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yes, it does.
Smoking looks super cool and super hot, and Dan Stevens does that, like, tenfold in a scene where he just takes a huge hit of a joint and, like, colors and shadows are rolling over his face, and I'm just like, yeah, this is why I want to smoke.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna smoke, don't smoke tobacco, like cigarettes. Because
yeah.
Because that's... It's not good for you to smoke anything at all, but the nicotine stuff is definitely the really bad stuff. So.
Yeah, and vaping is rough, so, yeah. I mean, really, for me, you know, it's gonna be the greenery, but...
The greenery!
But no, this movie, again, it's just so, like, cool and stylized. It reminds me... With, like, the music and some of the cinematography, a little bit of, like, Atomic Blonde vibes. Obviously, it does not have near the budget that Atomic Blonde had.
Yeah, or the, like, speed at which things happen.
Right, or the storyline. Because, I mean, that's legit, like, we're high up in, like, the FBI and the KGB. But, again, I do just the kind of the way that it made me feel and the reasons I like it are a lot of the same reasons why I love Atomic Blonde so much. So, if you like Atomic Blonde... And kind of the pacing of that, I do think you'd like this a lot.
Yeah. Yep, I agree. The colors are super fun. I want to, like, light my house with the colors from The Guest.
Yes.
Oh, your house is kind of like that, though. Courtney has the cool, like, light strips in her living room.
Yeah.
They're really awesome.
I like to just make my house all warm and inviting. I love that every time someone has come into my house after they've known me for a while, I always hear the same thing, and it's, this looks exactly like I thought it would, and in the best way possible, because it is. It's just the house that movies and cats built, basically.
That's my goal for my basement eventually, because the rest of my house does not look a lot like me. We're getting there, though.
The basement, though, is all you.
Yes.
The comics and all of it.
We are awesome.
But yeah, this movie is just super fun. This is definitely one that I would recommend to, like, anybody. Because, again, it's not really horror. There's no, like, really supernatural elements besides the fact that David is, like, a superhuman.
Yeah.
And even the gore isn't... I mean, people are getting shot. That's even for that, though. It's pretty, I would say, not that graphic, actually.
Yeah. There's, like, some fake blood.
Yeah, that's, and that's, like,
about it.
Yeah.
I think the most brutal thing is just the bar scene.
Yeah, the bar scene fight is really intense when he breaks the kid's ankle.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say, no, the pacing was great in this movie. And then also, I don't think there were any plot points that were dead ends.
No.
They mm-mm. all went somewhere. Even the friend at the party who he's like, can you get me a gun? Like, there was a point to all that. The boyfriend yep. dealing weed. Like, weed, that was a...
Yeah, the boss, the like mm-hmm. the or the dude who was kind of in the way of the dad getting a promotion, and then he just gets knocked off right. by Dan and Stevens. You know what?
They give the audience credit because they don't even address that.
Mm-hmm.
Of like someone being like, I think David did it.
Mm-hmm.
No, that he literally just comes home and says his boss died, and now he's the like big dude at the company.
Yep.
And that's it. And you know, at that point, David did something nice for him.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. That was, I think, the point where I was like, no, David actually likes these people. It's almost like he doesn't have empathy, but he remembers what it was like to have empathy.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, well, I know that I would do this. I want to help them, or I would have wanted to help them.
Yeah.
But because I don't have empathy, I'm going to go kill someone for that.
Well, because also, like, Anna, he's super sweet to Anna when he's, like, driving her home and she's kind of venting about the issues she's having with her boyfriend. And I do think it's one of the most sincere things he says when he's talking to her and he's just like, if I had a girl like you back home, I probably wouldn't have gone and gotten myself blown up overseas. And I was just like, oh, that's actually really sweet. And she does. Yeah. She just thanks him for it.
Yeah.
And then makes him, I love the, I can make you a mixtape. I'm like, what are you, John Cusack? Come on.
Which came first, the music or the pay?
Or the pay. The eggs. But anyways, but no, she's, I also, oh my God, I can't get over how much I want her skull dress that she rocks.
Yeah.
Because seriously, Micah Monroe might have the most perfect tits, like just size tits I've ever seen. They're like two beautiful, perky peaches hugging.
Mm-hmm. They really are.
And like, credit where credit's due. If I'm going to oogle Dan Stevens, I'm also going to oogle Micah Monroe.
Right. Is it oogle? I thought it was ogle. I always ogle, say
ogle. Oogle.
I think you're right. I think
Google.
Oogle, Joodle. Ogle, Google, Goggle. No, I think you're right. I think I've always just said it wrong.
Yeah, either way. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
I like to admire the hotness.
I think you're right. I think I was just surprised because I was like, oh, that's what it is. Because it I've be been awful. Getting it wrong.
I don't know. Let us know, guys.
Write in. confettipod@gmail.com. Oogle or ogle. Which do you do to breasts?
Which do you do? But no, it is. This one's just super, super fun. And there's, again, like you said, like, nothing drags. There's not, like, any moment where I'm just like, ugh, exposition. Like, no, it gets, like, right to it.
Yeah. I think, okay, so I do resent a little bit, but not that much.
Mm-hmm.
Him sleeping with the friend didn't have to happen.
Mm, that's true. That was definitely a just, like, eh, tits. I just want to get my dick wet.
Yeah. Which, you know what, like, I don't care. That's fine. It's okay if there's something that happens that doesn't go anywhere.
Right.
But I did want to correct myself when I said that that everything goes somewhere. Because right. that one didn't.
Yeah, he just ends up shooting her in the chest right. at work.
Because he met her at mm-hmm. the party and knew they were friends. So he didn't have to sleep with her to then go talk to her at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Their outfits for the restaurant were weird.
Yeah.
They were like anime Sailor Moon with the long socks.
I hope there's nowhere that still makes their employees dress like that. That'd be weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weirdly sexist and stuff. But
mm-hmm.
this is a great movie. If you have a friend who's never watched any independent films and is like, I only like Michael Bay and Steven Spielberg.
Huge production company.
He is huge production company. This would be a really good one to introduce yeah. them to the indie scene and kind of help build their faith. Because there's some stinkers.
Oh, for sure. I've come across them.
Yeah, there's also big budget stinkers, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, this would be a really good one to introduce people to. Because the production value is fantastic, so.
It really is. And if you like Dan Stevens, honestly, that was reason enough for me to watch it. And I was so glad, because it's still one of my favorites of all the stuff that he's done.
Mm-hmm. And it's free on Netflix right now.
Yes, The Guest is free on Netflix, or is $3.99 to rent on Prime.
Yeah, get it while the getting's good, because we bought it last year,
mm-hmm.
because you couldn't even rent it on mm-mm. Amazon, and then suddenly it's on Netflix.
Yep.
We're like, okay, thanks for nothing. Streaming.
Yeah, streaming services and the rights with movies are so confusing to me sometimes. I also can't find Dogma. I'm going to have to buy Dogma. Because it's not even an option on Amazon. Like, it doesn't even come up, like, currently unavailable. It's just not there.
Hmm.
And I'm just like, Amazon's weird sometimes. Like, for the multitude of things that I do appreciate that they have, every once in a while I'm like, why? Like, I would pay $20 to get this. Like, why won't you let me? But anyways, yes, yeah. Netflix, The Guest. Watch it. It's only like an hour and a half, and I promise you won't regret it.
It's a great date night movie.
Ooh, yeah, for sure.
Even a first date. Because there's also, there's a little bit of sexiness, but it's not, it's honestly pretty bland sex, mm-hmm. which is fine. I don't like even
you
mean
see,
that
you,
in a bad
you
way.
See boobs in one scene, that's it.
Yeah, and he, they like roll over.
Yeah.
So it's not anything too shocking. We're just like, wow, they're like rimming each other right now. Yeah. And this is our first date. So it's just very like party hookup.
Yeah.
Like sexy time, and then it moves on. So I don't think it'd be weird.
Mm-mm.
And then it's also a great date night movie if you've been married for 9 years, like I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So. No, Keith loves this one. Like, I'll be like, you want to watch The Guest? And he's like, yes. And he knows that part of the reason I want to watch it is because Dan Stevens is so hot in it. But he's okay with that because he also appreciates that Dan Stevens is an attractive man.
Right. And just thinking someone else is hot doesn't mean you're going to, like, serve your husband divorce papers tomorrow.
Right? Like, Dan Stevens has, like, 3 daughters. I would never break that up. I'm not rude.
You would be a monster.
I would. I would never do that. His wife looks so adorable and awesome.
I would still love you, but I would be very disappointed.
No, I would not. Like, that's usually kind of a gauge, too, on how much I will, like, be flirtatious even just talking about celebrities. Is like, if you're married in lockdown, I do respect that. I would never genuinely break that up, which is why Robert Sheehan is so great, because he's on the market right now. Yeah.
Makes me a little sad, because I loved him and Sophia Boutella together.
Oh, I know.
But, you know.
It's okay. Yeah, it's gotta be hard, like.
Spread your wings and fly.
Flying all around. I know what they do. Umbrella Academy in what, like, Canada, I think?
I think so, yeah.
I'm just like, holy crap, yeah, that had to be difficult. But I love her. I need to watch Star Trek Beyond again, because she's so great in it.
She is. And her in Atomic Blonde.
So hot. Oh. Hottest lesbian scene I've ever seen. And you know why? Because women wrote it.
Yeah, because that's, like, real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like, Pornhub lesbians.
It's not gratuitous. It's very natural and sexy.
Yeah, it's freaking hot.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, we're talking about sex a lot because honestly this is, like, this movie is fun and violent and sexy. That's how I would describe it.
And we're adults and this is an adult podcast and there are a few things that everyone does. Poop, fart, eat, and fuck.
At least I hope you are.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you're not.
Like, we all deserve life, liberty, and the pursuit of poon. Or peen, whatever you know, poon whatever you want.
Poon teen. I want gravy covered.
I am so jealous. Keith got to have poutine when he was out in Kansas City, and I was like, I've been talking about it for months, so I just need to make it. Because Julian made one. He made it, like, because he has to do, what, like, gluten-free and, like, right. paleo or something, and they looked really good, so we'll have to try it.
Yeah, we'll have to do Julian's recipe.
Yes!
Which, Jenna Marbles, we love you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to Jenna and Julian and a lot of YouTube people who, like, rightly did come out and apologize because, like, they needed to, but also, I don't blame her. I have long wondered, like, how long she was going to stay in the YouTube game, because that cannot be easy to be just lit up all day with, like, comments from complete strangers who can judge you either very nicely or very harshly and who can turn on a dime. Like, I will miss you, though, Jenna. I hope maybe, like, once a year maybe you'll just release something like an update about the puppers, because that's, I was very attached to the puppers, but
yeah.
I also get it. You gotta be happy, man, and you gotta take time to mentally recover from all the crazy going around, so I get it, but we do miss you, Jenna and Julian.
Yeah, we do. The guest.
The guest, though.
I don't know that I really have anything more to say, because it's pretty straightforward, it's not real long, and it's a good movie. Oh, the intro, when it just had the title, The Guest. Yes. Looked like a 90s VHS.
It did.
And it made me so, in the best way possible.
Oh, yeah.
Made me so happy.
So happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, watch The Guest, and if you haven't watched Eurovision, what are you doing? Get on there and watch it, because Dan Stevens steals the show alongside Rachel McAdams.
Yeah. Volcano Man!
And Will Ferrell, seriously, this has got to be Will Ferrell's most adult movie he's probably ever done.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, the Will Ferrell comedy was still there, but it's nowhere near, like, the level that, like, old school or, like, Step Brothers will go. Because I love raunchy comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that sometimes you just don't want raunchy comedy. And yeah. If that's the case and you've always been like, well, Will Ferrell's too raunchy for me. No, give this a chance. Because there's, like, I mean, there's penises on statues. That's literally the only nudity you see. And then even, like, the sex, there's, like, a very played down possible sex scene. Mm-hmm. But that's it. Like, it's so good, and Dan Stevens is hilarious.
He's amazing. You get to see some of his range.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, Eurovision feels like Will Ferrell is doing his own thing, mm-hmm. and then all the other actors are doing their stuff. Because there will be a beautiful ballad, and he's like, and I love you. It's like, wait, what?
I cried at the song at the end. Oh, my God. That is just so sweet. Because it's just a song about loving your home.
Also, Pierce Brosnan.
Huh.
Is a he's an old man ass.
I can't believe how, like, much hotter he's getting with age. Because I do. I looked at pictures of him when he was younger, and obviously he's still attractive.
He's Pierce Brosnan.
But I would argue he's gotten significantly more attractive with age, which I appreciate that.
Young Pierce Brosnan, like, I always thought he's attractive, but I was not attracted to him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I agree.
He was, like, too proper.
Yeah, clean cut a little bit. Yeah.
He was like Mr. Fancy Pants. It was a run by fruiting. I'm all about the impressions, right?
So, yes.
I do love him in Dante's Peak. Do you remember?
I never finished it. What? I know I've seen like the middle.
What? Oh man, Dante's Peak.
It was on TV.
It is so, so, so good.
I need to finish it.
It's like
it
my favorite. Now. I have it, so we'll watch it someday.
Yay!
But yeah, Pierce Brosnan aged wonderfully, and the, like, whole touch of gray, most interesting man in the world look really works for him.
It does. Good for you,
like,
sir.
Like, hot old Viking dude.
Seriously.
And, like, Will Ferrell's not that much younger than him, but Pierce Brosnan's supposed to be his dad, so.
Yeah, they're only, like, 7 years apart or something.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
So, well, what should our rating scale be if you are done with your thoughts?
I am. Honestly, there's so many guns. We should probably just do loaded guns.
Guns Akimbo.
No. Guns Akimbo, which I need to watch.
Yes. Walmart has it on DVD, which is so random to have Guns Akimbo. So I was looking at the DVD section. I look down and I make eye contact with Daniel Radcliffe's crazy eyes. He's like, ah! I'm like, whoa! Because I swear on that kit cover, his eyes, like, follow you wherever you go. So
he's got guns stapled to his hands, and it's the meme that we've been passing around for years, and everyone was like, what is this from, though? It's Guns Akimbo.
Yes.
And I can't wait to watch
it. We know it's a masterpiece. We haven't seen it, but it's a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah, like, that's one. Occasionally, I will see a movie, and I will purposely wait a while to see it, because I am so certain that not only am I going to like it, I'm probably going to love it, and this is one of those, yes. So this, it'll happen sometime, and we'll cover it on here at least for a moment.
Yeah. So out of 5 guns,
I'm gonna say 4, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot. I just like this movie. It's just so fun, and I can watch it over and over and over.
I give it a 4.5 if they had thought to put the soundtrack on vinyl, but they didn't. I'm giving them a 4.
Yep.
4 guns. 4 guns and some smoke.
And lots of smoke.
Lots of smoke. From Dan Stevens' perfect mouth. He's not even my type, but he's just so, he's so talented.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It shines through.
Yeah, and he's, his, like you said, his range, acting range, appearance range.
Yeah, that's because, like, yeah, seeing him go from, like, Downton Abbey to The Guest to the Russian Alexander.
Well, and in Legion, he looks like a meth addict.
Yes, yeah, he's definitely, he's so lean. Like, he has no muscle tone.
He's lean, he's crazy-eyed, and his hair is always a mess.
Yeah, they get his makeup and hair so good to make him look like a crackhead.
And when he's all like,
I still need to get through the second and third season. I'm just like, I don't know what I'm waiting for at this point.
I just don't want... It's like me with Saga. I won't read volume 9 because I don't want it to end.
I don't want it to end. I've just watched the first season like 3 times now.
Mm-hmm. Tyler, so I watched Legion by myself because I knew that... I mean, Tyler doesn't read comic books. He's seen a lot of the X-Men movies, but isn't terribly familiar. And he's not super into the weirdness. So I watched Legion by myself. And the only part he saw was when Dan Stevens gets sucked into that bubble and floats away at the very, very end. And he's like, let me out! God. And Tyler was like, what are you watching?
Yeah, Legion, even by my own weird standards, Legion is trip.
Yes. How do you feel about Sydney? A lot of people don't like Sydney.
I like her. I could see why not. She has like a weird, like undefined, I feel like abrasive kind of, I don't know if it's her personality, but it's a, I can tell that whether it's her character or whatever, it's just a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. I think she's a badass bitch, honestly.
She has like resting bitch face.
Very badly, I will say that, yes. But
I'm indifferent. Erring on the side of liking her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I don't know. I've never really thought much about her.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's all about David, really.
Right. Like, I'm fine with her. But I also, I mean, I'm madly in love with Aubrey Plaza, so.
Oh, God, yeah. And it's hard to outshine that, honestly.
Oh, her, like, sexy Beetlejuice crazy dance at the end of the towards the end of the first season is, I want to cosplay that so bad.
That would be so much fun.
I could do it now because I cut my hair.
You did. That would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to end up to our Patreon.
We're just going to have like a cosplay party at some point because I miss conventions. And I get why we're not having them. Don't get me wrong. But it doesn't make me miss them any less.
Yeah, I don't know if we'd go if they had.
No, even if they had a convention, like I wouldn't go this year. I would at least be waiting till next year. And that's pending a lot of things happening.
Well, yeah. I'm not reading or watching anything new right now that I can think of.
Yeah, only thing this weekend, I had listened to most of it before. Keith had never listened to it, and we watched Hamilton, and it's just as great as I wanted it to be. The things that they do on stage, like, blew my mind for what I thought a musical, like, would be. Because obviously, like, I've seen, like, theater, like, I've gone to, like, theater things, but I've never been to, like, a Broadway production. Mm-hmm. And, oh my gosh, they have, like, a stage that, like, spins in the middle, and it makes them crossing. It's really cool. And I cried a lot and laughed a lot. Jonathan Groff steals the fucking show as King George. Like, he's so funny, and I found out that he got nominated for a Tony, and he definitely deserved it, because... Awesome. Yeah, I highly recommend Hamilton. It is a little bit long, but, like, I promise you, you will love it. Because also, it's wrapped. Like, I knew a lot of it, obviously, was wrapped. It is, like, all wrapped, which is amazing. Hmm. Because you get a lot more information and dialogue into the show. Because
it's not like, Okay,
they are getting it out there.
I'm singing so much in this episode, and, like, I shouldn't be, because...
Not at all. But yes, Hamilton, loving it, probably going to rewatch it again this weekend. Yes. Highly recommend it.
Yeah. Well, everybody, enjoy your week, and, because this will be Saturday, it's hot.
It's hot, stay cool. Safe. Be smart.
I'm about to fall asleep because I worked this morning, so we're going to wrap this up.
Yes.
Find us on social media at ConfettiPod or email us, confettipod@gmail.com. And I'm sorry if I could not track well this episode, but it is what it is.
We love you guys.
Bye. Testing.
Hello.
Uno, dos, tres. Hello.
It was the weed, I tell you. Also, this is kind of a plug for Eurovision.
All right, I'm going to count down. We're going to sing that chorus together, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready?
What is it? I'm a lion lover.
Let's get together. I'm a lion lover, and I hunt for love.
Let's get together. I'm a lion.